Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
Where are you?
I'm in Cape Town, South Africa, funnily enough. It's beautiful here.
Yeah,
oh
nice.
my God. It is beautiful. I got in sort of yesterday about lunchtime and got a recommendation from my client who's based down here of a place to stay in a part of Cape Town called Sea Point. And it's a really nice, I've got this really nice apartment with this massive balcony and I just got here yesterday and I'm just chilling and just because it's been go, go, go since I've been here about a week now. It's just been go every day. And I just got here and I'm like, oh my God, I am going to have a day of just chilling out. So I just sat on the balcony, watched the sunset. There was basically a bucket of beers in the living room when I walked in the room and
Nice. Wait, what time is it there?
10:30 in the morning.
You're talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
I see.
I don't plan to do much more today, so I've got a bit of work to catch up on today. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to hang out here and catch up on some stuff. And then at 3 o'clock, there's a lovely lady by the name of Lucy who is going to come. She's basically runs like a craft beer trade show down here, and she runs the Africa Beer Cup. And
Nice.
she's going to pick us up, and we're going to go see a few breweries this afternoon and wind up at a place called Banana Jam,
Nice.
which is basically the home of Afro-Caribbean Brewing Company. So it should be pretty good. And then, what am I doing tomorrow? Tomorrow I head out to see my client, Rob Stark at Stark Brews, and we're going to brew a beer together tomorrow. And that should be good fun.
Very good.
And
And
yeah.
How was the last week? Because I think you had the event on Monday, did you?
Sunday. Yeah. That's
Sunday.
right.
Yeah.
So yeah, look at Joe Berg and Pete. So the Capital Craft Beer Festival was on up in Pretoria.
It's this is one without RSA. This
without
yeah,
RSA.
Zero RSA
yeah.
festival. Yeah.
There was no RSA. And to be honest, didn't need it. It was phenomenal. Oh my God. It was absolutely amazing. It's about 11,000 people there. There was three music stages.
It's outdoor.
It's outdoor. Yeah.
Outdoor,
Beautiful day. Yeah. Beautiful day. So three stages, three music stages. There was about 40 odd breweries there. All different food. They had Jack Daniel's stand.
Yeah,
In
what I'm
fact,
talking
Jack
about.
Daniel's sponsored one of the stages. So
Nice.
all of the they what they used to what they did. I spoke to I'll tell you about Johan in a minute, the guy who runs the festival. But Johan said, I love getting all of the old bands from the 90s that used to be really popular. And I put them on the smaller stage so that they get the nostalgic crew and they pack it out and the bands kind of feel like that they're like filling a house again and they really get into the
Nice.
gig and that sort of thing. So I'm like, oh, that's a really good way to do it. Anyway, hanging out at the Jack Daniel's stage, had a Jack Daniel's or two. You can buy weed at the festival.
What?
No shit.
Wow.
This weed's legal here.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically imagine that. Imagine being at a beer festival where there's like a weed stand, and if you decided to partake, you could go and buy weed and then they would even offer you like some bean bags and shit so you could hang out and blaze up.
Oh my God. It was like a dispensary, like they've got like 1,000 different types of
Oh yeah. You could buy cookies or you could buy bud or whatever you wanted to buy. It was just like,
wow.
Imagine that sort of shit happening. This is why they didn't need RSA.
Right. That makes sense. It self-regulates.
Exactly. Everyone was just happy as.
Was it a
And if
popular
you really
stall?
People.
The weed
It was
stall.
Interesting. It was actually kind of out in a little sort of back area, kind of by itself. But it wasn't hard to find. But because you kind of saw it, you kind of passed it walking through from one section to another. But yeah, they had a brisk trade. They were doing all right. And it was fine. So, you know, it was really interesting. And then, yeah, it was really good. Like, if you want to shine on someone from, you know, impress someone from Pretoria, just call it P-Town.
P-Town, okay.
That's what they call it. So, you know, they'll hear you talk, they'll hear an Australian accent, and they'll go, oh, where are you from? And I'll go, oh, you know, I'm from Brisbane, Australia. Yeah. How long have you been in P-Town for? And they're like,
there we go.
You called it P-Town. It was so good. And, yeah, some really good beers. Lots of good beers. I was hanging out with Steve Grossman from Sierra Nevada, with Pete Brown, the beer writer, and Emily Tasson, who runs a marketing firm in Scotland, and she's the founder of Women in Beer in the UK. And, yeah, it was good. We just had a good vibe and that sort of thing. And Festa was amazing, good vibe, good music.
It's like a beer insider type thing.
More or less, yeah. But this is the thing, right, is that, like, you know, like, craft beer in South Africa has less than 1% of the market share.
What?
Like 0.8 or 0.9. And really? They're packing 11,000 people into a beer festival.
How the fuck does that work?
I don't know. I think the demographics are a little bit different. There's a lot of poverty here and that sort of thing as well. So, you know, you know, lots of people, different drinking habits and stuff like that.
Everyone's drinking the cheap shit.
Everyone's drinking the cheap shit. Heineken is crushing it here at the moment. But it's really interesting because, like, the whole, you know, the two major breweries here, which is AB InBev and Heineken, they kind of are, they're not really making a play in the craft beer market at the moment. And they, that, like, Heineken does own one craft brewery here, and I think ABI owns one craft brewery here, but they're not looking to grow it. And I think I honestly think that's intentional, because there's some stuff, like, happening on the back end where you've got the Craft Beer Association of South Africa and all of the advocacy and that sort of thing around craft on independent beer is very fragmented here at the moment. Like, they have a trade show called BeerX, which is down here in Cape Town, but that's a private thing. It's not run by the Craft Beer Association. Right. And then they have the Africa Beer Cup, and that's also privately owned and not run by the Brewers Association. And then they have the Beer Boot Camp conference that I was speaking at, and that's part of the CBASA. But that's really all the Craft Beer Association has. So the CBASA has a lot of growing to do, but they have, you know, they obviously struggle to get revenue for their organization.
Yeah.
And that happens because they don't own a trade show, they don't own the beer competition, which are great money spinners, you know, for those sorts of organizations. At the conference, Bob Peace, who is the president and CEO of the Brewers Association in the US, he was there, and he's a champion, that guy. Hey, he's just like, you know, he's like, these, you know, we do these things, right? We have the World Beer Cup, we have CBC, we have the GABF, right? They own the Great American Beer Festival, like, end consumer thing. And it's just like, we own those things because they generate revenue for us more than membership dues.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, we should be doing that. The IBA should be doing that, you know?
Well, they do. And, I mean, they did. They just shut it down.
They just keep cancelling it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's just like, you know.
But it sounds good on paper, but running events is a fucking nightmare. So
yeah, absolutely. And they've got, you know, they've got, they're a big bloody organization. They've got 6,000 members and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it takes money to make money. And, you know, these things could easily be done. And we just keep canceling them. I just think that it's just, we're missing an opportunity there.
I don't know. I definitely agree with what you're saying, but I think the IBA is on a knife's edge
Oh, yeah.
from reading between the lines, you know. I think running events and pouring any money into anything would be really fucking difficult for them.
Yes.
And
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was great when we had Kylie on our show, but I did leave thinking, if they don't turn this into, you know, a kind of Wine Australia type thing that the government pays for, then this whole thing's probably just going to go away.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but it's a very contrasting point of view when you see the Americans and how they do it and do it well, and
Do the
you
breweries
know,
in
to
South
see.
Africa think that market share is growing? Like, do they think what we used to think when, you know, Australia was at 4 or 5%, we would kind of look at America and be like, oh, we're going to get to 20% in a few years.
So this is the really interesting thing, right? So basically they have it's very similar to Australia. They have the Brewers Association, which is the two majors, to lobby the federal government. They're effectively the federal government for issues relating to, it's very similar. They have federal issues and they have provincial based issues and all that sort of stuff around liquor licensing and stuff like that. And so the CBASA, like the IBA, is very under-resourced, doesn't have, well, I mean, unlike the IBA, doesn't have a managing director like a Kylie equivalent who goes and does all of the lobbying and all that sort of thing. It just all comes down to Wendy, and she's like basically the chairperson, and she's trying to do all the lobbying. So it's like it's really backwards. And the thing is, if they get that shit sorted out, gosh, there's a lot of upside for them. Probably to the point where if I was even considering, being involved in another brewing business, I think being involved in one here would be a smart move.
Yeah, well, it's starting from a low point, I
Off a
suppose,
low
isn't it?
base. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, it's really interesting. There's a lot of, like, I think that the multinational breweries are not playing in the craft beer market here in South Africa, because they like the status quo, that they continue to sell their beer out of the Heineken brewery and the big ABI brewery and that sort of thing. And the way in which they do their lobbying, they provide assistance to the Craft Beer Association. But I think they do that on the basis that it helps keep the status quo. And I think
As in
that they're
they
just
give them
like,
money.
no, they give them lobbying assistance and stuff like
Oh,
that.
I see. Right.
But even then, it's only the things that affect them. So
Oh,
it's
of
like they're
course.
not really getting any help on that sort of thing. And so, there are things like, and to compare that with Australia, we've got the IBA and we have the Brewers Association in Australia, which is Asahi and Kirin and Coopers who are involved in that. And, there are things that are common issues to both that we collaborate on. But at the end of the day, they're there to support the interests of the big breweries and not the smaller craft breweries and stuff like that. So.
Interesting. All right. And when are you coming back?
So I am here. I'm brewing tomorrow. I'm going on a bit of a brewery tour on Saturday. Sunday, I fly back to Johannesburg. And then Monday, I fly out to Brisbane. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Brisbane via Sydney. So I should be back Wednesday, I think. Wednesday night, I'm back.
Jesus Christ, that's a hell of a trip.
Yeah.
Have you got anything planned after that?
Nice quiet weekend.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Hello.
What Grand Prix is on next weekend?
Oh, really? Wait,
Who
what?
was that? Who was that? Was that someone who just walked past?
Yeah, someone
I
came into
heard
the
a
basement
voice.
and delivered me wine. Fucking brilliant. I love our life.
Did she just walk past and go, hello? Oh, there she is. Oh, man. Into the dungeon.
Yeah, the den shed. All
Yeah.
right, let's do a stats update, because if we don't, then
Yeah.
Louis G is going to get mad.
Let's keep
We
him happy.
haven't done one since January 2024.
Okay.
So for first time listeners, we are self-interested,
Yeah.
selfish. And we like to look at our own deplorable numbers.
Indeed.
But and then we do it as a bit of a game, so you have to guess what the number is, and then you might be pleasantly surprised or bitterly disappointed depending on what the real number is.
Yes.
So, starting with all-time podcast plays, and that's Apple plus Spotify stats. And in January 2024, the number was 45,000. So you have to tell me what it is now, June 2024.
I'd probably say we'd be barely punching 50,000.
We are 58,936.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty
That's
good.
a decent jump in 4 months.
It is decent.
From 45,000 in January for our entire history to 58,000 in 4 months.
It's pretty good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Holy
Normally
moly.
these stats updates are quite bad, but this one, without giving too much away, it's not the worst one we've done, you know.
Holy moly.
All right, average plays of our last five episodes. So what I normally do with this is I don't look at the last one because it takes a while for people to listen to it, and I look at the five before and the average. And the average has always been around 300-ish, but in 11th of January 2024 it was 320. So what is
Yeah, we
it?
went flat.
If you want, I can tell you what the episodes were. Let me. So, release date. So, oh wait, release date in reverse. That makes more sense. Consolidation in the beer industry. Feral is back. Mightycraft is not. Black Ops buys Black Ops. Carbon neutral brewing with Peter Walsh from Bodrigi, and the most complained about drink in 2023 in Hendo's Korean holiday. They're the five episodes. So 320 was the average in January.
Can I just go like 400?
It's 471.
Come on. Are you fucking serious? What's going on? Why are we growing so
Well,
rapidly?
yeah, there you go.
That's amazing.
That's pretty
Thank you,
good.
everybody, for
Yeah,
listening. If
indeed.
you're new here, for instance, and you're new to the show, welcome. It's great to hear from you. Come and join our dumb conversation on Facebook. If you head to Facebook.com/groups/BossandTheBrewer, and come and join our dumb conversation over there.
On that
This
topic, the number of people in the Facebook group is another stat we look at. In
Yes.
January, it was 343. What is it today?
I don't think it's that much more. I'd probably say 360.
It's 378.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
All these numbers are lining up percentage-wise, you know.
Yeah, it's with this decent growth. I mean, it is a pretty big gap. It's almost half a year
Yeah.
since we've done this. Most popular episode, which hasn't changed since April 2023. So 11th of January, it was 62 unemployed ballistic workers. That was the
Yes.
episode with 700 views. Although I don't think I was counting YouTube and Spotify back then. I think that might have been Apple only.
Yeah.
And what is it as of June 24?
Well, I'd probably say that episode's probably still the most spiciest and therefore the most popular still.
It's not.
Oh, really?
It's not
Was it Black Ops buys Black Ops?
close. Black Ops voluntary administration episode.
I wonder why that is,
I
mate.
wonder why. I don't know.
I
But
wonder why.
that one's got 1,321 views across those three days.
Oh,
That's the new target to try and beat that.
everyone loves their episodes spicy, don't they?
They certainly
Is that
do.
the
Give
one
someone
when I
else to
did my
do.
monologue?
Yeah. I think that was the Black Ops buys Black Ops one. Oh fuck, I don't know.
No. Should I do more monologues?
Maybe with the monologue.
Welcome
Oh,
to the Hendo Monologue
maybe
Show.
that could be a bit. You could just do like a 10-minute monologue, and then at the end of it, I can just be like, I don't agree with any of that.
Oh my God. Do you know what it's like? It's like, do you ever see that movie from the 70s called Network?
No.
Where the guy, he just rants on, he gets on TV because he's about to be fired and he just rants on about like inflation and all that sort of stuff. And they just turn him into this media sensation. Go watch it. It's a really good movie. Yeah, that's me. What's his name? What was the guy's name? What was his name? Howard Beale. That was right. That's
Howard
right.
Beale. That's you.
So that's from 1976.
Okay.
Watch it. It's really good. It's
right,
a good
I'm not
film.
Gonna do that, but appreciate the recommendation. YouTube subscribers was 125, is now
I'll call it 150.
134.
Okay.
YouTube's, I mean, we don't put a lot of effort into YouTube, let's be honest.
No.
To be fair, we don't put a lot of effort into any of it, but, you know.
Well, the only thing we don't put any effort into the copyright strikes either. So,
you know, I got copyright strike from my East Coast Roast video on TikTok because you can't consume alcohol.
Were you consuming alcohol in it?
Yeah, we did a cocktail comp with Grandad Jack's. I don't even know.
Oh, my God. You can't put alcohol on TikTok?
Apparently not.
Wow.
I mean, I should have known this. You know, someone who ran a beer company for 8 years, I probably should know the rules of TikTok, but yeah, apparently not. I do not know those rules. So that got banned. And then finally, how much revenue have we made in the entire history of the podcast?
Oh, I know the answer for this.
Back in 11th of January, 2024, $0.
Well, I was going to say that revenue growth, I think, has been pretty stable at zero.
It has been very stable. It's been inconsistent with the other growth.
But revenue has been stable, and I'm happy with that outcome.
Yeah, we're not in decline.
No, and we're not growing either, but
if
stable
you count,
is good.
If you count the free beers, the free beers, the sponsored beers probably are in decline, but they're not zero, you know? So
yeah. Yeah, we haven't had sponsored beers in a while, actually.
Well, no, I got sponsored beers from Ironbark Hill.
Ah, okay.
When I was in the Hunter Valley, so that counts.
I'm due some more sponsored beers.
You're due. You normally do better than I do, so just chill out on the on that.
There's some good stats. Good stats.
Yeah, not bad. All right. Do you want to do some news? I don't really want to talk about any of this news, but you can. I feel.
There's only one that I want to talk about is, you know, shout out to Hiker for opening the second, the taking over the old Black Ops Brisbane side.
Okay. What do you want to say about that?
Well, good on him.
Okay.
Good on him. Tip the cap. That sort of thing.
All right. I like those guys.
I don't know how you feel about that, but I think that, you know, what happened with Black Ops, and at least that site is that, and Manila Street's going to remain a little bit a beer hub and that sort of thing, which is good for Brizzy beer and that sort of thing. And
yeah,
I think that's good. That's a good
I
thing.
I agree with your comments, and I don't want to say anything more.
Okay.
I like the Hiker guys. They're great.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. It's hard to see. It's hard to see everything you built being picked apart for scraps.
Yes. I get that. Yeah. I get that.
But I like those guys.
That's what happened. Unfortunately, that's what happens. At least it's in some good hands now, I think. So
actually, Cascade shutting down. That's a bit of a, not that that's a fun thing to talk about, but that is a brewery we went to when we went to Portland and had a really good time there. And it sort of influenced a lot of what we did with AWOL and whatnot.
Yeah. So do you know what happened?
No.
The guy who owned it died.
Oh. Okay.
That's what happened. Yeah. Yeah, he passed away.
Oh.
And so, and quite suddenly. And because there was no one else that could take it on, that just had to shut it down. That sort of thing. So it wouldn't be surprised if somebody buys it, but that's what happened.
Oh yeah, May 2024, Art Lowe suddenly passed away. Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so they just couldn't find a way forward with that business. So it's not necessarily because of economic thing or anything like that. It's just like the dude who founded it passed away and probably didn't have a will or some sort of succession plan or something.
Yeah,
that's probably the lesson learned there. Is make sure you've got a will. It doesn't cost much.
Well, that's really sad. I didn't know that.
I did mine online and cost under $100, I think. So
Yeah, that's on my list. Yeah. Will and a vasectomy. What else? What are the hendo recommendations?
Just rip those band-aids off, mate, and get them done.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, that place was really cool. We had a it was like under 0 degrees when we went there, and we had some kind of mold, fucking hot. We had some sort of hot beer which that was spiced up, and it was like warmed up through like a coil system. And we were like, oh, this is really cool. What we'll do for our Gabs beers, we'll do this, trolled it in Tijuana beer. And the idea was it was going to be like a spiced Saison or something. And we were going to have coils and stuff and have them heated up. We kind of wanted to do the same thing. Never happened. The beer we did for Gabs was pretty average. But that was the idea because we had one there and we thought this is super cool.
At least you had the motivation and that sort of thing. So
yeah. Exactly.
Don't stress.
That's another place to go if you want to smoke a fuckload of weed. Portland.
Where? Oh yeah.
They just the Uber drivers driving around is smoking a spliff as they drive around. It's out of control.
What?
That's silly. The place was weird as shit. Mm. We went on like a weed tour with some dude, and he was just blazed out of his mind.
Wow.
It was chaos. I don't think they have rules
that's
against
amazing.
That kind of thing. I don't really know.
No. Sounds really weird.
We have some Hendo Reacts, actually quite a few. We haven't had some for a while, but we've got quite a few of those.
Is there any Hendo Reacts F1?
There's no HR F1. There's only HR 1 through 6.
Okay. Well, let me share my screen here and we can share sound, share screen.
Right. And this is, what is this, at the 7? Because the only editing I do is a pause and I put the Hendo Reacts jingle in. So, okay, we're about 30 minutes in.
Oh, you put the jingle back in, do you?
Oh, 100%. You don't listen to it, do you? All right, the jingle is coming in 4, 3, 2, 1. Hendo jingle. Reacts. Hendo
Reacts. Hendo Reacts.
Hendo Reacts. Hendo Reacts. Grab a beer, just sit back. It's time to relax. Hendo Reacts.
All right.
HR1 from Damien Rigby.
HR1, Damien Rigby. Okay, it's a scooter coming in. The guy's fully kitted up in leather.
You know what? Two people sent me this. Who sent me this as well?
Pit stop.
The scooter pit stop.
Amount of fuel going in the scooter.
You think those guys break there are discussing what haircut to deliver to the next customer?
Check the brakes. Wheels looking good. There's some pretty serious racing sticks on there, eh?
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, that's a massive tank. This must be an endurance race.
What's that done?
Right.
He's going about 3 kilometers
love
an hour. His next hairdresser appointment.
Love
you like
it.
That?
That was pretty cool. It looks like endurance racing, I think, so...
Yeah, nice.
That was a massive. That's a massive amount of fuel that's gone into that.
That was, wasn't it? That's like 30 liters or something, maybe.
But did you see the tank between his legs though?
It'd be 15 liters.
Yeah, something like that. The tank was between his legs and everything. That was pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, huh. People are into some weird
very
shit.
Cool,
eh?
Very cool. Thank you, Damien. HR2 Ryan Massingham Instagram again. Let's go.
On Ants did that whole thing. Oh. Bit of time at Cadbury Schweppes, the Integrity Unit, the NRL. Bit of time at Channel 9, a few Logies after parties, mate. And now we're at Lion Australia, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Hey, Jared, it's so nice to be wine and dine on the company car,
no
obviously.
Yeah.
But what do you have a proposal or?
Not in the foreplay, big fella?
Well.
Okay, good on you, mate. Look, we just wanted to get in front of you, man, and say what a fan we are of what you're doing and your beer.
Ah.
We think you're special. You think you're an outlier in the field. And, mate, we want to do business with you.
Really?
Yeah. So what we do, man, I'll give you
a spiel. So
yeah. We deliver
so
strong
good.
Brand and communication so campaigns
That's
to deliver
brilliant.
Vertical integration and portfolio growth.
Right.
So say no more.
Yeah. Well, say a bit more because I don't really know what that means.
Wait for this. You ready?
Yep.
We want to buy your brewery. Bang. Big bang, mate.
Yeah, right.
There it is.
There it is.
Your life just changed.
Hmm.
What are you driving?
I drive.
Not anymore. Good on you, mate.
Oh, okay.
Scooter.
What a special moment for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mate.
Yes.
Yeah, now I started in finance, did that.
Okay. Is this,
what show is that?
I don't know. I don't know what the show is. It's not like Auntie Donna don't have
it
a show.
Colin, it said Colin from accounts. I don't have a show at the moment. It said the hashtag was Colin from accounts.
Oh, is that because that's an Aussie show, isn't it? I've never watched that.
Is it? I've never watched it. No.
Oh, yeah. I read a story about it saying like some chick made it up and it was like one of the biggest shows in the world or something.
Oh, yeah. That's the guy. Know. That's the guy.
That is the dude. Okay. I'm definitely going to watch that.
Okay. This is interesting.
That's so cool.
It's a drama. Wait. Two seasons. Australian romantic dramedy comedy television series. Oh, this is right up your fucking boat, mate. Cause
you're 100%. And dramedy. Is that that guy, Auntie Donna dude, might have just been like a guest on it, maybe. Because he's not one of the main.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's so cool. All right. I'm going to watch that.
Okay. Good.
Binge.
Good.
All right. Sign up for bloody very binge cool. again.
Yep. No, just get up. Just set sail for the high seas, mate.
I don't know what that means.
Wink.
Are you going to recommend some dodgy shit to me? I can tell by the look in your eye.
No. I'm just saying, you know, maybe you should, you know, set sail on the high seas and go, arr, me hearties, you know?
Oh, you think I should take the boat out again?
Yeah, take the boat out again, yeah.
Yeah, but we get stuck in the mud every time we take it out. I'm thinking of selling it.
Well, that's okay. Just right. As long as you have your one hand as a hook and your eye patch and, you know, you're set.
Like Johnny Depp?
Like Johnny Depp, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Exactly like Johnny Depp. That's how you watch that show.
With an eye patch.
With an eye patch. And you go, arr, me hearties.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to watch Pirates of the Caribbean on binge. Is that the message?
That. Sure.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Okay.
I'm winking at you. All right.
You got it.
I can't wink.
Okay.
What do you think?
All right. Next one. Next right. one. TikTok. Adzy. Oh, here we go. Adzy's always on TikTok.
Oh, he sure is.
He loves TikTok.
Hey, man, I was just going to grab a schooner of beer, please. Just whatever you got on tap. Yeah, sweet as, bro. So we've got the Ultra Hazy Super Cloudy Dog Piss IPSA. The S stands for shit. Then we've got the Ultra Sour Mega Sour Warhead Melon Sour. That's a really good beer if you want one that tastes like shit. And then we have a new one, actually. It's fully clear, carb-free, alcohol-free. It's on tap or in the bottle, and that's called water. We also have the Oreo Cookie Crumb Cheesecake Chocolate Stout. That's a good option if you want a beer that doesn't taste anything like beer. We have another stout as well, which is called the Tradies Ashtray. That's brewed locally, and we actually use the cigarette butts from our smokers area during the brewing process, so it just tastes like straight cigarette butt. Can I just do any of those? Yeah, the water sounds kind of interesting. I guess I'll just get a schooner of that, please.
Yeah, yeah, no worries. That'll be $15, thanks.
That was pretty good.
That was good. Thank you, Adzy. What have we got here? HR4, no name.
Yeah, I mean, very occasionally I do some homework myself and find some things. Okay. I don't know if that's the case here.
I'm James Watts. Oh, last go. Time I launched a business, the Den turned me down, and the Dragons missed out on what would have been by far the most lucrative investment in their history.
Yeah.
Well, today I'm here in your den to offer you the opportunity to invest in my brand new business, Social Tip. I believe Social Tip is the future of marketing. We give power back to everyday people online whilst helping the best brands win through genuine advocacy. This is good, old-fashioned word-of-mouth marketing, but amplified for the digital age and inherently scalable through our innovative technology. The conventional ways of marketing are becoming less and less effective. Over 70% of people no longer trust adverts.
Yeah.
Gen Z are allergic to anything that looks or even feels like marketing. And it's becoming increasingly difficult to connect authentically on fragmented online platforms. In short, the conventional ways of marketing are broken. I should know, I broke them. The answer is Social Tip. We build hype and buzz whilst putting money into the pockets of everyday people for posting about the things they love online. With Social Tip, brand love trumps budget, authenticity trumps scale, community trumps convention, and customer first.
I don't know how this goes for, but basically,
this is just
digital word of mouth marketing.
Yeah. So basically, that's a good frame to pause it on, by the way. Because he kind of looks a little bit like Stone Cold Steve Austin in that frame.
A little bit. If he packed it on a bit more, you know, he'd be right there.
Definitely. Anyway, what an absolute load of garbage. How can you say, right, that Gen Z are so, allergic to marketing that they sense it, and then anything that looks like marketing, yet you expect them to participate in marketing and send that out to other people and that sort of thing? I don't get it. What do you think?
I, for the only time in the history of this podcast, I will agree with you on your thoughts on this BrewDog-related content.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I think this...
Or maybe
this
we're idea, just old. We're too old.
This idea sucks. And I honestly, I think this is... I've always been Team BrewDog, right? Always.
Yeah, of course.
I thought people were harsh on them based on what I saw. I just thought...
Yes.
I thought they did a lot of good things. I've always been on their side. It's getting weird now. Stepping down and having the captain and co-founder thing is fucking weird. This idea absolutely sucks. And the fact that he's doing it and saying shit like that is so cringe. I'm out.
He's trying to get money. He's trying to find a new source of crowdfunding money.
I'm totally fine with someone like trying a new business and like trying to do new things. Exactly what you said. It's like, I like BrewDog because I like the idea of transparency and I like the idea of people being genuine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But this is the absolute opposite of that. It's like, share something on social media and get paid. People don't know you're getting paid, so they don't think it's advertising.
Yes.
I mean, it's literally contributing to the problem, and it's just the opposite of what I thought they were about. And
yes,
fucking pains me to say it, but I'm fucking out. Yeah. I'm out. BrewDog. Yeah, I'm out of the BrewDog business.
You heard it here first on Boston Brewer.
That sucks. It sucks.
Oh my God. That's
what did it, you know, this would be a good conversation for the group because, you know, we talk some shit on here a lot and normally we're trying to be positive about things. And if you're in the group, post your thoughts. Tell us what you think about this.
About what you think of James Watt's new
enterprise
thing. So to ensure you don't miss out this time, I'm giving each of you the opportunity to invest £25,000 in my brand new business social tip. So he's only after the big money. Well, this is a good comment.
Content.
Would you stop that investor from selling or making any profit on their shares like all of the Equity for Punks fundraisers? I love BrewDog, but that whole thing was an absolute scam. Most people bought to support the brand, but also saw the potential growth. Only to find out their shares diluted and almost impossible to sell with no guarantee on price.
Well, that's investing in any business until there's an exit.
Yeah.
The BrewDog story is not finalized. I mean, you know, it could still end well. It could end badly. I don't really know. But this particular business, I just don't like anything about it.
Yes. So he's got a CSF fund company, Crowdcube. Yeah. Good luck, mate. Good luck.
Right.
James Arthur Davidson on TikTok. What do we got?
While everyone believes that becoming forklift certified is through a round of rigorous tests,
I love forklifts.
A certified forklift driver. You
know, I had this exact same thought when I watched this video. I was like, I fucking love driving a forklift.
With one of these magnificent beasts.
Oh, yeah. That's how
building
it feels.
A bond with one of these animals will create a sense of trust, and only then can you harness the power of the forklift. This process can take years.
Oh, yeah.
And while you can create a powerful working relationship with these creatures, it is important to understand that these are still
Oh,
my God.
Highly
distracted.
I've done that.
Not uncommon.
Cover your eyes.
Nature is powerful, and sometimes puny humans can harness that power.
Very cool. I love driving the forklift. I don't get to do it anywhere near enough anymore.
I'm the same. I've only been doing it for 6 months, but I still volunteer. Like this morning, I got into work, and Darren's like, "I've just got to move these two pallets." And I'm like, "I'll do it." He's like, "Nah, it's all good." I was like, "Just fine. It's all good." He's like, "Nah, I'll do it." I was like, "I'll fucking do it. Okay, it's fine. I'll do it."
I love it. I love driving the forklift. It's great.
Poop sent me about 25 videos, and one of them was a scooter one. And all the rest I ignored. So thanks, Coops. I appreciate the videos.
I would say, what's his name?
Oh no,
forklift driver Klaus. Forklift driver Klaus.
Oh no,
he's got to watch that.
We're definitely not going to watch that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're not going to watch that, but we'll leave a link in the show notes and go and watch forklift driver some work. Klaus. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Coop, set another one. Now that was from Jay. Here we go.
A beer machine. Let's beer check machine. It out. How does this work?
Okay.
How many beers do I want?
Just one, thanks.
Of course, the recycle token.
I don't know what the recycle token is about. That's
a recycle token.
Let's pay. How quick will this machine be?
Well, not that quick.
Hey, that was quick.
Pretty quick.
Not bad. Small beer. Yeah.
Yum, that tastes good.
Hey, I mean, it definitely didn't taste.
What is that?
To be clear about
so
that.
Is it like something at a festival or something?
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
I saw one of these, like, I swear, like 20 years ago in Hong Kong, where it like pours you a Guinness at the airport. And it actually tilts the glass and everything and pours it. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that. That's good, man.
Let's do some
Have
questions.
We got 12 questions? Excuse me.
We probably don't have 12 because we're early, but we'll see what we're working with.
We'll see what happens.
Well, we're not going to do top comments. We'll do all comments because we're about that democratization of comments, aren't we? Adam Shell says, Adam Shell, who's identified as an all-star contributor to the Facebook group,
yes,
a badge awarded members who earned 5,000 points. Points are based on comments and reactions. I didn't know anything about this shit. That's pretty cool.
This sounds like social tip.
This is just the tip of social tip. All right. Can Hendo pronounce Umkwambothi yet?
Umkwambothi is the is what
no
he's talking
is your
about.
Answer to that question. All right.
And so no. So Adam Shell, not that one, the other one, sent me a challenge for me. Just a DM, just to sort of say, hey, here's an idea. I challenge you to go find and drink some Umkwambothi. Umkwambothi, yeah. And it's actually got a click in it, but can't pronounce the click sounds that they do here. Lo and behold, I did a beer and food pairing dinner on Tuesday night, and one of the drinks that we had was Umkwambothi, and it's a sorghum beer. Okay, so it's white, it's cloudy,
and probably disgusting.
It's thick, as in THICC, thick,
two C's,
like a thick shake.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's about 3-ish% alcohol.
Oh, that sounds awful. And, everything you've said so far is awful.
And it's okay. You've got to get used to the texture of it. But I had one, I had a plain one, and then there was one that was banana flavored.
I'm out.
Like banana, like remember banana milk?
Yeah, but this whole thing sounds disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I loved it. I got to drink it with the brewer.
You didn't actually love it though, did you?
I couldn't say because I was drinking it with the brewer and her name was only women make it, by the way, incidentally.
Really?
Where only women are allowed to make it. Yep.
Wow.
Even on an industrial scale, women only. You're not a woman.
Wow.
Get the fuck out.
That's
which
interesting.
I think was good. So I drank it with a lovely lady. Her name is Upiwe.
Men can drink it though, right?
Yeah, men can drink it. Yeah, but the women make it. And
what,
no
what if you identify as like a they or whatever? Are you allowed to brew it and drink it?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Okay. Well, it's a question for another time, but
yeah,
good question, I think.
Yeah.
Someone has to ask that.
So, yes, I completed the challenge. I'll probably show you a photo. I might be able to show you a photo. Let's have a look here. I've got the
I don't want you to share your screen full of your recent photos in case there's anything problematic in there that I'll have to edit out.
No,
I really
nothing,
don't want to do that.
No, it's not that problematic.
Okay.
Where is it? Oh, here it is. So I'm actually suited up And that's me in Upiwe with the Chibuku, I think it was called.
Wow. It's in a plastic bottle as well.
Yeah, it's in a plastic bottle.
Wow. I'm sorry. Everything about that sounds awful. All right.
I thought it was interesting. Would it pass the 2-point rule for me? Probably not, but no. So there you go. Okay. What's the next question?
Wally Crocker. I'm visiting Brisbane soon, staying in Fortitude Valley. That's a good spot to stay.
Yeah.
Question, what are your recommendations for breweries in the area? And I'll add, not including BrewDog, because obviously, you know, the first stop would be
it's not a brew, BrewDog, not a BrewDog.
Fortitude Valley. What do you suggest?
Well, if you're staying in the Valley, the really good news is you can walk to a lot of breweries.
Yeah.
And so very easily you could go to Stone and Wood, Soapbox, Felons, and at a bit of a stretch across the Story Bridge, you can go to Sea Legs. Then you can head down into Newstead and you can do Working Title, Range, Green Beacon, and at a little bit of a stretch, you can get on the ferry across the river over to Bulimba and go to Revel in Bulimba, although that brewery's not operational, the bar still is and that sort of thing. Have I missed any?
Oh, that's a very solid...
That's just within walking distance, right? So if you're staying in the Valley, that's a good place to stay. I miss living in New Farm because I love the fact that I could walk to 9 or 10 different breweries and that sort of thing. So
it's the best.
Just in the Valley alone, just go for a walk and there's heaps there. So go check it out.
It's the biggest treat to be able to walk to shit. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
It's like if ever I'm looking to move somewhere, I'm like, where can I walk to from this house?
And then on top of that as well, go to Netherworld up at the Valley Five Ways. And they have a great lineup of beer, all the pinball machines and arcade machines and stuff like that. Really good people. And yes, that is you look basically, who was this who sent this through? What was his name?
That was Wally Crocker.
Yeah, Wally, you don't need to leave the Valley, mate, at all. If beer is a jam.
I like the idea of going to Working Title and Range, which is, I mean, you could walk it, but you probably wouldn't, would you?
Yeah, I'd walk it.
You'd walk it?
Yeah.
Felons is the opposite direction, though. I'll definitely go to Felons, even though the beer, you know,
Felons is great. You can't miss Felons. And there's some great restaurants there. Like I went out the other night and I wound up at this place called Snack Man, which is next to Happy Boy Restaurant, which is also phenomenal. Had this amazing kind of degustation kind of thing. And then walked across over to James Street, where the Hellenica precinct is there.
Had some
gelato Messina.
Oh, Messina's good. We got one in Surfers. It's the best.
Oh, my God. A day without ice cream is a day wasted, man.
Oh, I love ice cream. We've got a Japanese, like, gelati place down the road in Southport. Southport, actually, I never even knew this, but it's, like, one of the coolest places ever. So many fun Asian places down there.
Man, I grew up down there, man.
Just it's cool as shit.
Australia Fair and all that sort of stuff, you know. It was so good.
The place in Australia Fair has the best banh mi's around. There's like, it's Japanese ice cream places. Awesome, like, Asian, the Korean barbecue. I haven't been to the Korean barbecue yet, but we went to one.
Mm.
Like,
where you scissors,
Filipino place scissors. That was amazing. Yeah. Fucking great.
See, Stavridor's not that bad, mate.
It's awesome. And that's Southport. We've even just close to us here, we've got like 4 or 5 restaurants in Churn Park. And we've got like this Basque cheesecake place. It's actually really cool.
Yeah, good.
Up and coming area. I mean, it can only go up. It's like the craft beer population percentage market share in South Africa. We're starting at the bottom.
Yeah.
Now we're here.
Off a low base.
Still at the bottom, but all right. Next question. Menon Belted Sweaters. I don't know if is that a real name, do you think? I don't know.
No.
Does Hendo have any intel on the hop farms in South Africa? I know they've developed some of their own varieties.
Sorry, can you ask that question again?
The hop farms in South Africa.
Yes.
He says, I know they've developed some of their own varieties. Yes. Do you have any intel on that? Yes.
That's an excellent question. So, yes, there are some South African hop varieties. So the thing is with the hops here in South Africa is that they are all owned by AB InBev. And so They're a little bit, the local brewers can get their hands on it. I remember Mazen got his hands on some for some beers a few years ago and that sort of thing. Same goes for local barley as well. It's all owned by ABI. It's not that great. So they import a lot of stuff and that sort of thing. I haven't tried any beers with the local hops because I found that the crapperies aren't doing it. And it might be because of access to it, basically. So they do exist. It's a little bit weird because they're all owned by ABI. I'll seek some out. I'm off on a couple of breweries this afternoon, that sort of thing. So I'll keep an eye out.
Nice. Ask the question. Yeah, that's an interesting one because that's almost like a question, they're kind of restricting innovation in a way, I guess. I mean, if hops are good,
I don't know if they're great. I'd ask Mazen actually.
Yeah. David Jackson, any recommendations for brewers in the land of the long white cloud, Queenstown area specifically? I haven't been there for so many years.
I've never been to Queenstown.
Oh, it's a fucking beautiful city. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was like 20 years since I went to Queenstown.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have any off the top of my head.
No. Get there, ask someone, and they'll tell you. And report back because we'd love to know.
Yeah, please. What's going on?
You're like a ghost that just appears. Just, wow.
Oh, what a champion.
All right. That's good.
I'm going to come down for the weekend. I've decided.
Hendo's coming to visit.
I'm going to come down for the weekend, Aaron.
Runs faster than you drive your scooter, mate. Did you see that? Hey, Aaron, do you want a haircut? Hendo's going to drive his new Mazda 2 down in a few weeks.
Best hairdresser.
Do it on a kid-free week, and you got a bedroom and everything. Yeah, it's all good.
You let me know when the kid-free week is, mate.
All right,
we'll sort that. That's easy.
Luigi, question stats. We actually did that. Finally,
we did the stats. Good. Thank you. I hope you found that interesting.
Yes, Queen's question two: smooth operator beer confirmed. That's true. We've got to get on top of the smooth operator. The red ale. That's our next beer.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking at my TikTok stats.
Okay.
I've got 468 followers on TikTok.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good.
I just ignore it.
What do you mean?
I'm sure people have.
You only just started.
I just post
shit
to it. Yeah, I post shit on it and that's it.
TikTok right now.
How many TikTok followers have you got?
On there. Huh?
How many TikTok followers you got from your billion view video?
Oh, very little. I've got, so you've got, oh, that's me. That's very good, Hendo.
Is it?
Very good. Yeah, 100%. Fuck, I didn't even follow you. Sorry about that.
Thanks, mate.
I might be on my East Coast Roast account. My East Coast Roast. No, well, actually, so my East Coast Roast account has 83 followers.
Yes.
Which is obviously fuck all, but, you know, we just started it. But I've had quite a few videos that have got a lot of views. The Dan Norris account has been around since before TikTok was even TikTok.
It was Musical.ly, yes.
Musical.ly. So that's got 379 followers, but I never post to it because I can never think of anything to post. The Cook with Darren account that we only posted like three videos to has almost 6,000 subscribers. But we never post to it because we don't really want to do the content. So,
yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, there you go. Social media is hard, dude. That's a good result.
It is. It's not bad. Not bad at all.
Your content's good. I think you put it out there. It makes sense.
I'm pretty happy with it.
Follow. Yeah, it's good. All right, smooth operator beer. We didn't answer that question. It's not confirmed at all. No one's working on it either. Let's be honest about that.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Need to find another collaborator. Question three, Luigi. Barcelona F1 GP of Spain podium predictions. McLaren looks competitive. Will Ferrari stand a chance?
If Ferrari's...
I mean, they didn't even make the top 10 last race. Let me have a look at...
No, well, they had a lot of reliability issues and that sort of thing. Again, we're seeing McLaren on a bit of a tear, which is good.
So it is this
very
weekend.
Happy with how how they're doing. Barcelona's a pretty fast track, though, isn't it?
Race 11, so it's the 23rd. That's
Barcelona's a pretty quick track. Sunday night. Everyone tests there. So I think you'll see Red Bull do well at Barcelona.
Yeah. Well, Ferrari should, I mean, wouldn't that suit them as well?
No, fast tracks, straight line speed, Red Bull.
Okay. So by Red Bull, you mean Max Verstappen's going to win and Perez is going to come 15th?
Yeah, something like that. Or DNF.
And then
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to watch it. It's actually going to be a reasonable time here. So.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's 11 p.m. here. Yeah. I probably definitely will be asleep by then.
So it's going to be like a Sunday afternoon thing. So if I'm, it'll be Sunday afternoon, won't it? Yeah, Sunday afternoon. So I'll fly back to Joburg and I can watch it on KO with my VPN.
Love that.
Mm.
Do you put on a little mask in the put in the eye patch to watch the
That's not sailing the high seas, mate.
Oh, okay. Right.
It's legit, but I've got a VPN so I can
All right, Adam Buckland, Source Brewing are crowdfunding to make cocktails. I thought they went out of business. I'm fucking so...
No. They're part of the Mardi Gras portfolio, I think.
Right.
Was it?
Plenty of other breweries are diversifying into non-beer products. Question, will we see more breweries shift towards non-beer products in order to survive? I had a conversation this week with a very well-known, pretty decent-sized craft beer company that are doing this exact same thing in the hope that will save their business. And what do you think?
I think that to the best of your ability, a brewery, if you want to survive, needs to have some diversity in their revenue streams. And I think that should be part of the mix. For if you're a certain size, if you have excess production capacity, and you have the cash to be able to spare in maintaining that stock and that sort of thing, I wouldn't just go and jump into it for the sake of jumping into it. But you see that they're, you know, Big Shed, for instance, have got their Big Twist brand of, you know, like seltzers and stuff like that. Getting around the shelf stability things is not too tricky. You can do some interesting stuff with it. You can even get some of those drinks to be compliant as beer under ATO definition, if you're smart.
I think the breweries trying to do this are probably most likely going to fail. And
yes, if you think it's going to be something that sells like beer, then you need a plan. Have a plan.
Right. And I think they're probably ignoring bigger problems in their business. And, you know, we've seen so much evidence of this that I don't know what more to say about it other than read the any of the VA reports, the Black Ops one, the Deeds one, read those if your business is struggling and you think you can grow your way out of it. Because it's going to be extremely fucking difficult to do that. And I think there's just a brand, there's a congruency problem with, between beer and seltzer, it's going to be extremely hard to cross that bridge. Like Moondog seemed to maybe do it. I feel like they're probably the only one. Like the brands are so different. They're into so many different things.
They have a unique way of delivering it. Right? You know, so if you want to put Fizzer on tap, they'll supply you with a post-mix machine.
Well, there's that,
And that's how they physically distribute it is like post-mix.
Yeah. But then making high volume cheap alcohol is not really the reason why any of these craft breweries exist, you know. So it's I don't think it's going to save any.
Well,
breweries,
talking to Bob Peace from the BA, you know, he's pretty adamant. He says, you know, even though brewers hate making seltzers and all that sort of stuff, it's just got to be part of your lineup. You know.
Yeah, I think fair enough. Like making one, having one in the lineup is one thing, but I think doing it as a way to kind of save the business, I think, is problematic.
No, definitely not. But if you want diversity in your revenue model and that sort of thing, it's an option.
But like this idea of crowdfunding to make cocktails, I don't know.
Well, you know, it might be a bit of a gap left over from all, what's it called?
What do you call it?
Mardi Craft.
What do you mean a gap? Oh, as in funds?
Didn't Mardi Craft own Source, didn't they?
Yeah, they were like the first to exit. But to be honest, I thought, like, I know that they shut down the brewery in Cairns, right? I thought that
in Cairns, yeah.
Right, so they just operate out of Marrickville.
But that brewery was never really running anyway, so it was just a bar.
Never ran. Just a, yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but yeah. Weird brewery too. We'll see. The weird one next door, and then that one. I'm going to go back to that. Yeah. Cairns was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't buy any beers at Source though. It was weird.
Okay.
A little weird. Hemingway's was a good time. That was
Hemingway's cool shit. Good beers, solid beers.
Yeah. All right, that's it. We're done. All right. No editing. Hey. Other than adding Hendo Reacts at 30 minutes.
Hendo Reacts, yeah, good, good. Yeah, wonderful. I will be back in Australia next week. So it will be on at the usual time, that sort of thing. So looking forward to that. And, let you know how I go.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your trip and keep us posted.
Yeah. Yeah, just follow my Instagram, either Rockstar Brewer or Sir Hendo, and you can see all the dumb shit that I do. And
you can see a lot of glasses smashing from drinking rice beers or whatever the fuck is going on over there.
That's how I roll.
See you, mate. Enjoy.
See you next week.